Late in the session, Governor Gary Herbert came out with his long-awaited proposal to get health coverage for Utah's poorest citizens. He wants to use federal dollars to buy private coverage for low-income Utahns, but he first needs approval from the federal government. He asked state lawmakers not to limit him with any legislation that would hinder negotiations with the feds.
And that's the good news. That didn't happen. Nobody tied my hands. In fact, the Senate in many ways embraced my specific plan.
But the House refused to consider the Senate-endorsed plan. Speaker Rebecca Lockhart has said throughout the session that she does not want to accept any federal dollars to expand Obamacare in Utah, and she maintains that position. But the governor says if he can get his proposal approved by the feds, he expects the legislature to embrace it. House Majority Leader Brad Dee is noncommittal.
It's premature to say that we'd vote for any deal or any negotiation he might have. We haven't looked at it. We haven't seen it. If he goes back to make another deal, let's look at it.
Healthcare advocates say the process is not over, but they're optimistic that a solution to the so-called coverage gap is coming. Riley Curtis is a Medicaid analyst for Utah Health Policy Project.
You know, the conversation is still going, and we didn't have any legislation passed that said Utah will not expand Medicaid, and that is a huge win. We were very close to that last year. We're in a way better position this year than we were last year at the end of the legislative session, and that's a win in itself, too.
The governor says if he's able to strike a deal in D.C., he will call a special legislative session to consider it. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.